Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Bell Ringer 32, live from Denver, 9th and 10th of January, first big sale of 2019. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 998, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head to be offered, including almost 30,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, cash cattle markets remain undeveloped here today and are likely to stay silent for the next day or so. More than likely, again, the end of the week, like we've seen for the past couple of months. This may allow for some midweek bids to trickle into the market, although at this point, trade activity really, again, not expected until Thursday or Friday. Bounce back in futures prices yesterday will allow both packers and feeders to focus on market direction, which should keep prices steady to firm here in the first full week of January. Early prices trades expected to remain sluggish as spillover buying will likely attempt to establish a firming trend today. Limited volume through the first couple of hours is likely to keep gains to a minimum. Now, follow-through cash market support is expected to quickly move into the market this morning, although packer interest is not expected to be significantly changed from previous days here on the hogs. Early bids are expected to be about a dollar and a half higher, with most bids hovering 50 cents, about 50 cents higher. Packers continue to focus on pushing as many hogs as possible through the plants, even at higher price levels due to the current margin levels packers have sustained. On the grains, well, March corn is up about a penny early on today. March soybeans up a half cent. March Kansas City wheat's up 2 cents. Stocks around the globe are mostly higher this morning, buoyed by optimism towards the latest round of U.S.-China trade negotiations. The wheat markets are a bit higher here again this morning, supported by increased rumors of China shopping for U.S. soft red winter wheat and U.S. hard red spring wheat. Rumored tonnage was as high as 3 metric tons of hard red spring wheat and 3 tons of soft red wheat. The corn is firmer this morning as prices continue to rally back toward the December highs. China's return to the market to buy U.S. soybeans has been widely bantered about, but yesterday had traders discussing Chinese purchases of corn and wheat as well. And the soybeans are a touch firmer this morning, trading just below the highest levels it's seen in 3 weeks. Now, we're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, February live cattle up 127, 123.20. April up 107, 125.07. January feeder cattle up 110, 146 even. March up 107, 143.90. February hogs down 5 cents, 61.90. And April down 37, 66.37. Kansas City wheat, March was down 3 cents, 503. May down 3 cents at 514.5. Chicago wheat, March down a quarter penny at 516.75. May down 1 1/4 at 521.5. March corn down 3/4 at 382.25. May was down 3/4 yesterday, 390.25. March soybeans up 2 3/4 at 924.25. May up 2.5 cents, 937. March cotton up 23 cents yesterday at 72.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.